Well, God bless you on today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., the co-pastor here, along with Dr. E.R. Hess Jr. We serve as co-pastors here at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in the city of Battle Creek, Michigan. We thank God for this word of hope. Thank you for joining in with us on today as we share this amazing word of the Lord. I just want to give you some wisdom on today in the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. It simply tells us to walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And today, as I look over this word of God, I want you to know that whatever you feed the most will lead the most. Whatever you feed the most will lead the most. A lot of people seem to know better than to feed the wrong thing or eat the wrong thing. Yet and still, we override that and we do it. And then when we see the results, then we're unhappy because we overfed ourselves or we did something that we knew that we ought not to have done. Knowing better is one thing. The problem is, the question becomes, do we want better? Not just do we know better. Knowing better is a step, but it's not the real step. Wanting better is always the greater step than just knowing better. Knowing better is an issue of information. Wanting better is an issue of transformation. Question becomes, do I want more information or do I want transformation? Do I want more information because I just want to have information, or do I really want more transformation because I know that transformation comes from information, but information does not always give us transformation. Most people don't suffer from a lack of knowledge. They suffer from a lack of desire. The real battle is not in the mind. The real battle is actually in our will. And I hear the Spirit saying today that whatever you feed the most will lead or take the lead the most. If you feed the flesh will lead you. If you feed the Spirit of God will lead you. If you feed fear, fear knows how to not only lead you, but shape you. But if you feed faith, faith will strengthen you. If you feed self, self will rule you. But if you feed surrender to God, surrender to Christ, Christ will reign in you. So we have to decide, who do we want to lead us? What do we want to lead us? And where do we want to be led to? If you feed surrender, Christ will reign in you. This is not a condemnation. It's just getting clarity. It's just getting understanding. This is not shame. It's just understanding how we need to be aligned in alignment. Absolutely, this is not pressure. This is just simply an invitation. We have to lift up our voice to the Lord and say, Lord, show me what I've been feeding. Lord, break the appetite for the wrong things I have been fed. Lord, I need for you to strengthen and fuel your Spirit within me. Fuel holiness, fuel surrender, obedience. Fuel a hunger for you, O Lord. Make me who you've called me to be. And you have to say it with authority. I want you to repeat after me right now. What I feed fuels me. I didn't say what I feed fools me. I said what I feed fuels me. You have to tell the Lord, Lord, I will feed the Spirit. I will starve the flesh. I'll nourish holiness. I'll strengthen surrender. Lord, I'll fuel my destiny because Christ in me, the hope of glory. And if you look at this word of God, you have to understand that what you starve will die. If you keep feeding what you're trying to get to die without starving it, it will continue to live. But what you feed, you have to make sure that you're feeding the right thing. What you starve will die. Whatever you feed will live. There is a diet of holiness. There is a diet of holiness. Whatever you feed grows. Whatever you starve dies. Whatever you nourish strengthens. Whatever you neglect weakens. And the crisis of this generation is simply this. We often are feeding the wrong thing. Not just feeding the wrong thing, but we are feeding the wrong thing more. And that's the issue right there. There are two appetites in every believer. Inside of every believer, there are two competing appetites. I'm going to say that again. Inside of every believer, there are two competing appetites. You have the flesh and you have the spirit. The flesh is loud. The flesh is impulsive. The flesh is demanding. But the spirit is gentle. The spirit is holy. It gives life. The flesh gives death. The spirit gives life. So whichever one of the two that you feed becomes the dominant voice. Whichever one you starve becomes the defeated voice. This is why Paul said, make not provision for the flesh. Provision means food. Don't feed the flesh. The flesh is not strong. It is well fed. I said the flesh is not strong all by itself. The flesh becomes strong when you feed it. If you fail to feed the flesh will die. The Bible tells us to resist the devil, and he will or he shall flee. Whatever we often feed more without realizing it. There are some things that we often feed more without even realizing it. We feed emotions. We feed anger, offense, insecurity, fear, even resentment. We're feeding those things, and then we wonder why our peace is missing, because we have been feeding anger, offense, insecurity, fear, and even resentment. And that will eat up our peace. We often feed ourselves entertainment, hours of input that dull the spirit and awaken the flesh. Sometimes we're feeding comfort, where we feed convenience until sacrifices feel impossible. I said we feed conveniences until sacrifices feel impossible because we have been too comfortable. You cannot get too comfortable in your saved life. When you get too comfortable, then you begin to feed conveniences and not feed the Spirit of God. Then we're looking for validation. We need to feed that validation that says I need to be seen. I need to be liked. I need to be applauded. I need to do this and I need to do that. And when we do that, when we feed into this thing of validation, we starve the need to be holy because we place validation over being holy. Feeding the wrong thing more, that's the thing I really want to push today. Feeding the wrong thing more. It's one thing to feed the wrong thing. The problem is if you feed the wrong thing more than you feed the thing that God wants you to feed, then there's going to be a problem. So feeding the wrong thing more is one of the most spiritually revealing thing that I could say to you on today, because it exposes the real reason why there are some believers who feel weak, distracted, inconsistent, or just spiritually dry. It's not always because they're doing what some call big sins. It's because they're feeding the wrong thing more. I said it's because they are feeding the wrong thing more. Whatever you feed fuels you. I said whatever you feed, and especially whatever you feed more, fuels you. And so what you feed is what fuels you, and then you have to understand that God is trying to call us to starve in the flesh. Because when you don't starve the flesh, when you're just trying to strengthen the spirit without starving the flesh, listen, that's not going to happen. That's not going to help you. I said when you starve the flesh, but you don't strengthen the spirit, and then you end up not breaking the cycle of this untoward generation. The Bible calls it an untoward generation. Every believer is being fueled by something. Every unbeliever is being fueled by something. Every appetite is being fed by something. And whatever is fed the most, whatever you feed the most will automatically lead the most. It will take the lead. Every identity is being formed by something. And so the Spirit of God is declaring to this generation, what you feed fuels who you are and who you become. Not what you intend to feed or what you intend to become. Not what you promise. Not what you feel, not what you wish, but what you feed. You can intend not to feed something and yet find yourself feeding the wrong thing, and especially when you are feeding the wrong thing more. What you feed is very important, because feeding is a form of formation. Feeding is a form of direction. It's a form of creating an identity. Feeding is you're creating your destiny by what you feed. That's why Galatians 5 and 16, it says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you were to change that around a little bit and say, when you walk in the flesh, you will fulfill the lust of the flesh. But Galatians 5 and 16, it says, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Paul does not say, fight the flesh harder. He says, feed the Spirit more. Did you hear what I said? Paul does not say, fight the Spirit harder. Paul says, all you have to do is not worry about fighting the flesh. He said, all you need to do is just feed the Spirit more. Because the Spirit is not strong. The Spirit becomes well fed. That's how it becomes so powerful, not because it's strong in and of itself. The flesh becomes strong, in a sense, because it is well fed. If you stop feeding the flesh will weaken. The Spirit is not weak. It is underfed. I said the Spirit is not weak. The Spirit is unfed or underfed. Because the two appetites inside of every believer, the flesh and the Spirit, whichever one you feed becomes your reflex, becomes your strength, becomes your identity, becomes your direction. You do not overcome and become holy by accident. You do not become carnal by accident. You become whatever you feed. It's not accidental. It's what you intentionally feed. So the flesh is fed by the wrong things. The flesh grows when you feed offense. You fuel bitterness. When you feed fear, you fuel personal instability. When you feed comfort, you fuel compromise. When you feed validation, you fuel pride. And when you feed self, you fuel rebellion. The flesh in and of itself is not powerful. What it is about the flesh that controls is that it's overfed. When you feed the flesh more than you feed the Spirit, you got a problem on your hand. Because many believers are not defeated, they are misfeeding. I said many believers are not defeated, they are just misfeeding. They are fueling the wrong thing more. Because the Spirit is fed by holy things. The Spirit grows when you feed the Spirit in prayer. Prayer fuels your surrender. The Word, when you read the Word fuels your conviction. You will never have surrender without prayer. You will never have the Word in your heart to fuel conviction unless you feed that Word more than you feed the flesh. And so as you look at this on today, and I'm not going to be all day on today, but I just wanted to share something with you. The Spirit becomes strong when fed. The flesh becomes weak when starved. Holiness is not behavior modification. Holiness, it is an appetite of transformation. And what you feed actually fuels who you become. If you feed fear, you're going to become fearful, as I said. All of these things is a merry-go-round. In the merry-go-round of this generation is spinning its wheels in cycles, feeding the wrong thing more. This generation, in many cases, the number one thing that they feed is self, social validation, cultural trends, emotional impulses, and entertainment addiction. And then they wonder why holiness feels so heavy. The Spirit is crying for the people of God to get off of the cultural, social merry-go-round. I said the Spirit is crying for the believers to get off of the cultural, social merry-go-round. We have to stop feeding what is fighting our future. We have to stop feeding what is weakening our walk. We have to stop nourishing what is killing our hunger. And so the prophetic word for this moment is self. Self is the most dangerous appetite of them all. Self is the one that always wants more. The wrong thing gets stronger when all we want is more of the wrong thing. When you feed the wrong thing more, temptation comes on stronger. Conviction feels weaker. Prayer feels harder. Worship feels dull. Holiness feels heavy. Distraction feels normal. And discernment feels distant. Not because God has moved, but because self was fed more than the Holy Ghost. The holiness reversal. In other words, we want to make sure that we are walking in holiness, all we have to simply do, as I close it out today, is we have to feed the right thing more. Holiness is not just about starving the wrong thing. Holiness is about feeding the right thing more. We have to feed the right thing more by prayer, by the word, by worship, and mainly by obedience and surrender, and then even accountability. These are the things that feed the spirit more until the flesh becomes weak, quiet, and off of the throne. Yes, the flesh and self has to be taken off of the throne. The flesh and the spirit cannot sit on the same throne. I said the flesh and the spirit cannot sit on the same throne. We have to stop feeding what is destroying and fighting our future. We have to feed that which is holy. Today, we have to pray the prayer, Lord, reveal to me what I have been feeding. You already know what you've been feeding. You just didn't know the damage that it was doing. When you feed the flesh, you're damaging your future. We have to break the appetite for the wrong things. We have to surrender our personal appetite unto the Spirit of God. And you have to refuse to feed the flesh. You have to choose to feed holiness, sanctification. You have to choose to feed surrender. And you have to ask the Lord, Lord, make me strong in you. This is the word for today. I'm going to stop it on today. I just wanted to share that with you. I know someone somewhere got the revelation on today that whatever you feed strong will lead strong. And I pray that you are fed the Spirit of God. And when you have the Spirit of God, you will be led by the Spirit of God. Because those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Thank God for this word on today. I'll see you the same time the next time right here on your Word of Hope for today. God bless.